I'm going to read a few words here in chapter 31 of Deuteronomy. And verse 19. Now therefore, write ye this song for you, and teach it the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves with waxen fat, then will they return unto other gods and serve them, and provoke me, and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their imagination, which they go about even now before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, Be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. And verse number 30. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. And I'm going to read a portion of the song, chapter 32. I was in chapter 31, now chapter 32. That's right. This is, Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak and hear. O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye his greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. And then I want us to go to the book of Revelation. Revelation, the 15th chapter. Amen. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over the image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing a song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name, for thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for the judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. You may be seated. I'm talking tonight about the song of Moses and the Lamb. The song of Moses and the Lamb. And my question tonight to you is, do you know this song? Amen. Do you know this song? Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we have people sing sometimes that they forget the words to their songs. And we love good music, don't we? We love good music. And when somebody messes up a little bit, because we know them, we understand, we don't get mad or anything. We just know, you know, they'll get another chance. But I'm not talking about necessarily a song with words and sounds, harmonies, and various arrangements of voices. There's a song that's deeper, that can be represented many times by the singing. As we sing songs, and we're so blessed, sometimes moved to tears with emotion. And we have things that we can relate to, that in the words of songs. And many times God is recorded in the Word of God as being one who uses people singing songs to remind them of what they have and what God can do. The entire book of Psalms is a book filled with songs of Moses and the Lamb. Many of them are written by David. But when you read all the Psalms in the songbook of the Bible, the book of Psalms, you read about things that have come to pass because of the power of God, because of the mighty God, because of the greatness of God. And then you read of things that God shall continue to always be able to do. And then so often, over and over, we have words like, sing unto the Lord. And I want to start and just read a few verses here. I'm going to go all the way back to 1 Chronicles. You don't have to try to keep up. I'm just going to go through these. 1 Chronicles 16:8. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Sing unto who? Sing unto Him. Sing unto the Lord. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. 1 Chronicles 16:23. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day His salvation. Then let's jump to the book of Psalms. Psalm 9:11. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people His doings. Psalms 34. Sing unto the Lord, all ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Psalm 33:2. Praise the Lord with heart. Sing unto Him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud voice. Psalm 47:6. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Psalm 66:1. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Psalm 67:4. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For Thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Pause and think about it. Hallelujah. Psalm 68:4. Sing unto God. Sing praises to His name. Extol Him that rideth upon the heavens by His name and rejoice before Him. Psalm 68:32. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, to Him that rideth upon the heaven of heavens, which were of old. Lo, He doth send out His voice, and that a mighty voice. Hallelujah. Psalm 81:1. Sing unto God our strength. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise to the God of Jacob. Psalm 92:1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High, to show forth Thy loving kindness in the morning and Thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. Hallelujah. Psalm 95:1. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Hallelujah. Psalm 96:1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless His name. Show forth His salvation.